Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Danny, I do have to say, I just saw a clip that our social team put out on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
And it is you and I on high-definition video in studio.
Yeah.
And I do think that gray polo shirt looks great on you.
You see what I'm saying?
I said, wow, I get it. I get what Danny saw in the mirror now.
Now,
you look good.
I did crowbar it in, and I was desperate to compliment myself. And
you're fishing for compliments.
Yeah, I sort of took over the conversation.
But I'm biting on the hook.
Right?
You threw the real... I guess you didn't throw the reel in.
I did. What did I do?
I'm not much of an angler.
I baited the hook.
You baited the hook and you casted the rod.
Casted?
I think you...
Stand casting.
You stand casting the rod.
Yeah.
And I bit the worm. It happened. So Now I'm getting reeled right into the boat. Beltway Blitz time. We'll cover the NHL Stanley Cup tonight, the Commanders as well. Let's start you off on the diamond. Can the Nationals win a baseball game? Just one. Craig Heist joins us, 106.7 The Fan, Nat Speed. So, Heisty, why don't we begin with last night? They have a one-run lead. They're going to the ninth. Their closer is coming on, who hasn't given up a home run all year. He allows a game-tying solo shot, and then subsequently, a couple batters later, a two-run home run. They lose by two in a blown save. They just cannot get right now.
No, they can't. I don't know what it's going to take. It's going to take a solid outing tonight from Soroka, and then we'll see where it goes. But offense, obviously, is the biggest thing. We've been talking about it for a week, and certainly during this stretch, maybe more than that, just the inconsistency. And then when you throw in an error or two here and there and you give a team extra outs, I don't care if it's the Rockies or – anybody else, if you give teams extra outs, that's going to come back to haunt you, and it did certainly in the last series against the Marlins. And, you know, last night they had the game won, and all Finnegan has to do is shut it down. He was not able to do it.
Hi, Steve. You mentioned the lineup, and they're not hitting. On any given night, it's either six or seven of their starters, the exceptions are Abrams and James Wood, have below league average on base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS, any metric you want that measures offensive effectiveness, maybe outside of batting average here and there, but six or seven of their starters are below league average. Whose fault is that? Is that a hitting coach thing? Is that a personnel thing? Is that a players underperforming thing? Or, you know, I don't blame Josh Bell for being Josh Bell. He's going to be Josh Bell today too. He shouldn't be hitting fifth or sixth in a big league lineup right now.
No, I don't think so. And he's hitting sixth tonight, as Brady House has moved up to the five hole, and then C.J. Abrams and Wood back at the top of the lineup. So we'll see what that does. And this is after a couple of days of Abrams being hitting third and giving Alex Call a shot at the leadoff spot. And then obviously that didn't work all that well either. So, you know, you can blame the hitting coaches if you want. I just think it's more on the players, Danny. You got to be able to produce. You got to be able to know what the situation is with his team, and you got to be able to understand that you guys aren't getting it done from an offensive standpoint. I don't know. I know there's been a lot of talk over the weekend and certainly callers to the post game show about whether or not this is Davey's fault and how much more can we take of Davey and this and that. And we saw what Davey said last week about, you know, it's not the coach's fault. Don't blame the coaches. So, again, whatever happens, whether there's managerial changes, coaching changes, something's got to give to get this team a chance to win games again. And what that is at this point, I don't know. I mean, if they couldn't win last night's game, that thing was right there for the taking after the comeback and taking the lead. And it just didn't happen. And you're sitting there after that game. I was sitting here just sitting, shaking my head. I couldn't figure it out.
Heisty, Craig Heist, we'll see you in the press box tonight. He is on the Nats beat with us. And tonight we're watching Mike Soroka pitch. You said it's a big start for him. He's had a few of these now where he's had to play stopper. Where are you at on his season so far? And does he have it in him to be the guy to go out and shut the Rockies down?
And, guys, here's another thing. Sensatella, for them, he's 1-10. His ERA is over 7. I mean, if they can't win this game tonight and put string some hits together, get a lead, and hope Soroka has a decent night, gets you through 5, then I don't know what to tell you.
Heisty, thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Let's talk NHL/Caps. Everybody, Steven Wano, the AP, covers the Caps, covers the NHL. He knows a thing or three. Before we get to the finals, Swano, just in general, how close are the Caps to being able to play at this kind of a level that we're seeing in the championship series?
Look, I think the Capitals are in that group of teams that is probably 2 to 3 years and 3 to 5 moves away from that. And just the level of these teams, especially the Florida Panthers, is just they're an unstoppable killing machine. They're built exactly for this. They're built to beat the Oilers. They're built to just go through the playoffs in just a methodical fashion. And it's nothing against the Capitals. They're a very good team this year. But there's a reason why all year, at the start of the playoffs, the Panthers and the Oilers and the Stars and those teams were favored to win the Stanley Cup. The Capitals are a really good regular season team that certainly don't have the depth and the sort of elite talent in their primes the way the Panthers and Oilers do.
What's got to happen for Connor McDavid to win one? And I understand they could still win one this year, but it's starting to look late early for them. How do they get over the hump?
They need a goalie, and this team on paper looks worse than last year. I think in a lot of respects, they lost Dylan Holloway and Philip Roberg to offer sheets. Young players, they got older. I think they're going to need to get younger, but they got to keep the puck out of their net. And not that it's just been the goaltenders, but the Oilers are not the better team in this series. They have the best player. They probably have the 2 best players in the series at all. But you talk the number 3 to number 20 player in the series, it's all the Florida Panthers. And it's going to be on Stan Bowman and Jeff Jackson and the Oilers to sort of surround McDavid with more talent because it is hard to win. And I know Sidney Crosby won 3 times, including his 5th season in the league. Alex Ovechkin finally got there. As we all know, it's hard to win. And unless everything goes right, it's not going to happen, and it might not happen for Connor McDavid now or in the near future.
How wild is it, if indeed Florida closes it out tonight, it's kind of as you referenced here, back-to-back champions. I kind of grew up in an era where that was just the most normal thing, like the Bulls won every year that Michael Jordan played, or you know the Celtics would repeat, or the Lakers would repeat, or you know World Series teams. It was always the Yankees when I was a teenager, et cetera. I've now kind of come to realize like it's ridiculously hard, maybe even especially in hockey. How absurd is it that they're going to be able to do this?
It is, and especially in a salary cap environment where you're going to lose players to attrition and free agency and all that. It's incredible what Bill Zito has done. You took a guy like Nate Schmidt, who obviously we know from his time with the Capitals, who was bought up by Winnipeg last summer. He comes in, he's having a career year and a great playoffs. They take players from not the scrap heap, but they're able to take great players or players who are not doing well and turn them into great players just from coaching, the system, all of that. It's really hard to do, but that they found a recipe. It really starts with ownership. I know it's cliche, but you hire the right GM in Bill Zito, you hire the right coach in Paul Maurice, and just everything has fit perfectly. And I think I'm with you, Danny. There's an appreciation for greatness that maybe everybody loves the underdog story and all that, but to see what the Panthers do and how methodically great they are year after year, game after game, they basically cruise through the regular season and just look like a machine in the playoffs. It's quite something to behold.
Steve Wino, Associated Press. I saw Team USA and the rest of the country started to announce some of their rosters for the Olympics that are going to come up, and I think it's going to be huge for hockey this coming winter. But what do we know about the early announcements for the Americans? Anything surprising there?
No, nothing surprising, really. I mean, the players we expected to be on that list are on that list. Talked to Bill Guerin about this yesterday, the USA Hockey GM, and saying he didn't want to pick any of the goalies. He wanted to sort of let it play out between Connor Hellebuck and Jake Ottinger, Jeremy Swayman, and Thatcher Demko. Three of those guys are probably going to be on the team. You don't know who's going to get hurt, but this is what we expected. I mean, Brady and Matthew Tkachuk on there. I maybe one of them gets the seat as the captain instead of Austin Matthews, who's also on the team. It's a good makings of what should be the best U.S. hockey team on paper that we've seen maybe in the history of the sport.
So I know one more Capitals one here. In terms of this offseason, where might they start to go? Where might they look? Because it's this eternal quandary where they've got some young kids from down on the farm and a couple of guys that we've seen. We've gotten a taste of the NHL. It might be time to have some of those guys develop for your internal reinforcements, but maybe you don't have time for that because you're trying to compete at the highest level. What's their offseason plan generally for you?
I think it's going to be a lot of sort of depth on the margin moves. I mean, you're going to need to find a replacement for Lars Eller, a third-line center, or maybe Connor McMichael becomes your third-line center and you go and try to get a top-six winger. But they have a little bit of cap space. They have some cap space to use. They've got a lot of cap space to use next summer. So I imagine for Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick, this is sort of a setup offseason. You make the moves now where you're not committing a whole lot of long-term dollars and contracts. You're signing probably a 1 to 2 or 3 year deal. You're trying to find somebody who fits in your age range from like 25 to 30 or so, so that you get a little bit younger. Obviously, it has been an older roster. But you find someone who fits there as sort of a middle six forward. Maybe you could grab another defenseman and Alex Alexiev is traded. I think it's a lot of keeping this team good and also realizing that next year there's going to be a lot to spend and some big-time free agents who might hit the market.
Swino, see you, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, good. There is Steve Wino of the Associated Press. Let's keep the blitz going. Localize the football convo with Michael Phillips, Odyssey Richmond. Michael, we've got a Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day right now on our 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. Local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Go vote right now on that poll. I'm going to ask you the question, though. Who is the Commander with the most to prove this season in your eyes, Michael Phillips?
I would pick probably one of the two young draft guys. I would pick Ben Sinnott or Luke McCaffrey as my top two. A year two in the NFL, it's expected you're going to make a jump, right? If you impress in your rookie season, takes the heat off of you. Nobody's saying Mike Sanders still has to prove himself or else. Same with the rookies, right? Amos, you know, will be allowed to come along at his pace. But year two, consistent system, consistent coaching, and good coaching. Certainly, we've eliminated a lot of the variables here. I would say it's time for those guys to produce and earn their roster spots.
What do you expect from Deebo Samuel this year? Just I'll put kind of the bar at what he did last year, which I would be excited about, but some fans maybe are saying he's on a decline. If I get what he did last year in San Francisco, I'd be thrilled, hopefully with some upside there. What's kind of the bar and where are you looking?
Yeah, and I think, too, we're watching the run-pass split, right? How many times are they going to use him in motion as a running back, even if it's, you know, one of those touch passes real quick? That's still essentially using him as a running back. I think he can take heat off the run game. Now, the Noah Brown situation obviously complicates that. You know, you need a full complement of wide receivers, but I'm excited to see how he can make Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson better by being a part of the run game and make Jaden Daniels better by running some of those things that Jaden would have run last year. You know, we saw some first and 10, second and 10 runs from Jaden last year. I'm going to be honest, guys, I don't love those. Prefer to keep my quarterback as clean as possible. You obviously he's going to need to get the yards on fourth and one, third and one when you need to move the chains, but I would love to see Deebo take some of those carries. And yeah, I'd love to see that production from last year. I'd sign up for that right now.
Michael, another Mike, Sanders still had a great rookie year. They've made a bunch of additions in the secondary, so there's some question about where he's going to play. Do you keep him outside? Do you put him in the nickel? It sounds like he was really good at minicamp, moving all over the place, but he's going to have to major in something. What would you do?
I mean, that's the most impressive part of his rookie season to me. Grant, you know this. They threw him in a ton of different roles. And by the way, he's a rookie in the National Football League, and he handled them all, and he handled his business, and he put up great stats. I think we may even be sleeping on how good his rookie season was from that regard. I am putting him outside. I know there's demand to put him inside. I know everybody, you know, he's more comfortable there, whatever. I just don't think you can take to the bank right now that you have two quality outside corners, and I don't want to see him shoved out there on an emergency basis in week four because, oh my gosh, Marshawn Lattimore's not as good as we thought he was. Oh my, you know, Amos isn't ready to handle the number of NFL snaps. whatever it might be. I'm going to bake in that insurance now. I'm going to have him be outside as much as possible in camp in the preseason because you've got to be good there.
Miguel, for years, I basically would use Austin Eckler as my point of reference, where this is where I would find my running backs. I would have undrafted free agents, sixth, seventh round rookies that, you know, went to, you know, unheard of schools who could catch passes out of the backfield, pass block, and then also run the football. And then they actually got Austin Eckler, which I was very excited about. Heard a bunch last year, though. He was on a podcast with Ross Tucker. We'll talk about this a little bit later on, probably. But basically saying, yeah, I don't feel like I'm 21 anymore, because he's not. He's 30. He's got some of the wear and tear. Fair expectations for him this year. He was so effective when he was on the field, but it was a matter of when he was on the field.
And those are spooky injuries, too, yeah. Right? There's ACLs, there's all that. But, I mean, you guys know this better than anybody because you chat with him so much. That's a real deal injury. Remember Jordan Reed, of course. You know, those are the injuries that can force you from football. It's a tough reality of the game. I think he's still very productive, and I loved what he brought to the team last year. But I agree. To your point, though, you're not going to do much better than a late-round draft pick who's unknown because he didn't play college football last year. I'm kind of excited about that, right? I always love the mystery box. You know, give me the mystery box over a known guy any day. We got a mystery box at running back, and I'm hopeful as the season goes on. I'm hopeful Eckler can play 17 games for his own sake, for his own, you know, health and well-being. But if he can't, I kind of like the idea of Kruski Merritt sliding in a little bit and getting some reps with this offense this year.
Mike, at 5 o'clock, we're going to talk about a piece in the Post today about the idea that Washington was super lucky last year. And it's not just an opinion, right? They use a bunch of stats and numbers, and it's some of the things we've been talking about. But the idea is that it may not carry over. Do you think that they were more good or more lucky or both? And are you worried that a regression could come because the luck doesn't translate year to year?
I'm worried about a regression. I'm not worried about talent. Jaden is talent. Everybody sees that. On the other hand, is that Hail Mary going to land 10 out of 10 times? It's not. You can acknowledge there's a degree of luck to that play in addition to the skill it takes. Is Raheem Morris going to forget how to call timeouts every time you play him? No, there's going to be a degree of regression there. He might have a guy in his headset this year telling him what to do, and the corner might pay attention and come block the Hail Mary. That's two games right there. Two games is a big swing in the NFL. That's the difference between, you know, maybe missing the playoffs and making the playoffs. I don't worry, though, about the core talent underlying this. I think this is a solidly built roster. I think Jaden's the real deal. I think the messaging is this is a team that can get better or stay the same, but also lose more games because those things don't happen for them this year. And I think fans need to make peace with that right now. But, boys, I'm glad I got you on the line because I need you to fix the Nats, man. I can't watch losses to the Rockies much longer. I need you to get on this situation.
Listen.
We've talked to a couple people.
They're playing a really good team right now.
A buzzsaw.
It's hard to beat the best in baseball. Unfortunately, it's the Rockies in town at a bad time. You need wins, and then the juggernaut, the World Series favorite, comes to town. Yeah. What do you want them to do?
Do you realize that on Monday, June 16th, the Rockies have a 1,000 winning percentage this year? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you beat that?
We've got the Richmond Flying Squirrels down here. They tied a game on Sunday. It was a tie at the end of the game. Bud Selig came out and announced the tie, All-Star Game styles. It's not a great time in my baseball world right now, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I need that to never happen again, Philly, if we could arrange for that. Thank you, buddy. Good catching up.
Take care, boys.
See you, dude.
We'll fix the Nats for you.
We're on it.
Don't you worry about that. We're taking out shovels and digging them into the ground, solving the world's problems. Danny, on Sunday, Father's Day, I found myself in the middle of a controversy. I'm not sure if I did the right thing. You will be the judge. Next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. We'll take you up to 6:15, and that's pregame tonight.
Exclusively. That's what we are. Exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Sunday was Father's Day. Hopefully everybody had a very good Father's Day. Danny, how was your Father's Day?
Lovely.
Good.
Perfect.
Dad, how was your Father's Day?
Love you, Dad.
We love you, Dad.
Oh, it was good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it.
We texted Darius Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
And he said something along the lines
of, save it
of,
for the real dads. Yeah,
save it for the guys with kids. You're our dad on the show.
I don't know what else to say. I'm grateful. Thank you, guys.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be that grateful. We didn't get you a present.
Yeah, we got you nothing.
Should've. I mean, you guys acknowledging it is great.
I can take that. True. I should have made a homemade card and woken you up by sitting on your chest. With all of my weight, that's what my kids did. They all just jumped on top of me with the homemade cards. Very cute. And I'm like the stickers that they put in them, a sandwich.
Here's soap on a rope or a
steak.
Tie.
Yeah.
Macaroni cards or just like regular?
No, we just like went straight up stickers and crayons and markers and pens. It was a win, though. It was very, very cute. I loved it. Sunday, Father's Day.
Yep.
I went to the movie theater. I was driving down to meet my parents in Fredericksburg. That was my original plan. We were going to go in Central Park. My parents still live in King George. I got on 95 without looking at traffic or anything. I left my house about an hour and a half before the movie because normally it takes me, on the weekend, 45, 50 minutes to get down to Fredericksburg, which is way longer than it should. I'm going about 25, 30 miles. We didn't move. We're just sitting in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It got to a point where a half hour in, we've gone about 2 miles, and I said to my parents, I'm sorry. Dad, I'm not going to see you on Father's Day today. I'm bailing. And they said, just take them up there. No problem. So I got off of the highway, and we went to Woodbridge, and I saw a Potomac Mills movie theater. I took them to go see How to Train Your Dragon in 3D. They loved it, right?
Yep.
But while in the parking lot, before we saw the movie, something happened, Danny. And I don't know if my response was up to par. That's where you guys will come in to tell me if I did anything wrong. So, have you ever seen a movie at the Potomac Mills, Woodbridge, AMC 75 or
I've
whatever
I've never
it is?
Seen a film there. I have been to several furniture stores there, though.
Okay, good enough.
Right.
It's a gigantic parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's at the mall. And it is impossible, apparently, on a Sunday afternoon to find a parking spot. So I'm circling around for a couple of minutes. Imagine you're at the Springfield Mall in your yard house on a Friday or Saturday night, right? Just trying to find a spot. As I'm approaching a car, I'm trying to see if it's pulling out or going in. That is, as I find out, pulling into a spot. I notice, I'm like, this van, it's a white van, is way too close to this SUV, a white SUV.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I'm thinking, they're not going to keep going in, right? They have to back out again and then try again. Like, they're doing a terrible job. And they keep going and they stop. And they're, I don't know how close. They're really close to the car. I could tell from where I'm at. And I'm thinking, this person is an idiot. Either they don't see that there's a car next to them, or they cannot drive. But one way or the other.
Either way, it's not great.
This is a stupid person who's doing a terrible job parking. And so they're taking a really long time. I'm not going to honk. We've got plenty of time until the movie. I'm being very calm. But I'm just kind of sitting there. And they're deciding what their next move is. And then they pull forward. And I see the entire SUV next to them, basically on the back left tire, get lifted off the ground a little bit. Like, it moved just slightly. Clearly, they had hit the car next to them. Okay,
I mean, it's so bad, dude.
Not hard, but you know when you rub a car when you pull into a spot or something? But to get back out, what has to happen? You have to rub that car again because you're going right back where you came in. So I'm sitting there going, I can't believe I just saw this. This dumb person, I knew it. They knew it. Everyone knew it. If you keep going, you're going to smear the car next to you, or you can back out and try again. And they did the thing that was dumb. So now I'm waiting for them to back out. And I'm not joking, Danny. Like 90 seconds goes by. And they're still door to door next to this car.
Oh, it's so bad.
And I'm thinking maybe they're thinking, can I jump over the front? There's a car in front of
them. Yeah, where are you going to go?
What can I do I don't have to back out? Well, sure enough, I kind of pull up a little bit to the point where now I see that their reverse lights are on and they're about to come out maybe. And I kind of look to my right and I see into the side mirror a woman who is looking back at me with like big beady eyes. Like I could see the white in her eyes. Like she's like, oh no. And we make eye contact. And now it's kind of awkward. And we just kind of stare at each other for like 2 seconds. And I'm like, okay, now I'm kind of invested. So instead of pulling away, I back up again. Like I'm waiting for her to leave because my assumption is maybe she's going to leave and I'm going to take this spot. But also, I want to see how this ends.
Yeah, now I'm invested.
I'm kind of nosy. So I'm waiting. Okay, we've made eye contact. She knows that I know. She eventually, almost 2 minutes later, backs up. Again, the car kind of moves a little bit. She's completely rubbing the back left of this SUV.
Like, it's all happening in slow
motion. It's like slow motion scratching, all the way back.
Yeah.
All right? She gets back to the point where now she's off of the car, but like half in, half out of this spot. She goes forward again. This time, you would think like, oh, she's not going to rub this car again. She does it again.
Oh, my God. It's the second time.
Stupid person.
Mm.
All I wanted to do is get out of my car and go up and just
stop.
Yell at this lady. Yeah. Let me help you. Let me get in the car and help you.
But you learned your lesson from the one time you tried to help someone parallel park and they told you to pipe down.
That's a really good point.
Remember that?
So I'm a guy and is it going to be like mansplaining?
Are you mansplaining now?
And I'm not just a guy, but I'm the worst kind of guy. So like the whole thing is bad, right? So I just said I'm not going to go help this lady. But in the meantime, I'm going to circle back around because I need to find a spot still to see how this resolves itself. So there was like a car behind me that kind of wanted to get by that was like clearly annoyed by the whole thing. Like,
yeah, they want to go.
They honked. So I'm like, okay. So I go to drive around in a circle and I'm going to come back and see what's what. It took me maybe 45 seconds. The last time it took her 2 minutes before she even tried to move back out. By the time I'm coming back around, she is pulling away, okay? Minute or so later, whatever. And I see her driving off slowly and turning left like she's leaving the parking lot. So in my mind, I'm now going, okay, do I follow her? Or do I assume she did the right thing and left a note for these people? I didn't get her license plate or anything. And if she left a note, then everything's fine because it's not the first time someone's bumped into someone's car. That sucks. But as long as maybe when the 2 minutes went by the first time, she was writing her name and her number and she put it under the windshield and she rolled out. And the other problem is, if I do follow her, which is weird, because I'm a guy and she's a lady.
Yep.
I do have two kids in car seats in the back, but I don't know if that makes me less of a threat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I pull up next to her, and just imagine this, some nosy fat who pulls up next to you, who goes...
Making the roll down the window motion.
Like, down, down. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, I saw you.
Did you leave a note?
Yeah, you bumped into that car. Did you leave a note? And if she had left a note, I'm the worst person on the planet, and I'm an idiot, and I'm nosy. If she had not left a note, then I'm still nosy and annoying.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Make her write a note and go back?
No, I think I would have taken her information down so that the other car had it now. Now, it wouldn't have been her name. She's not going to give me anything. But I would have given the make, the model, the license plate. I'm an eyewitness. I saw her.
It's true.
She jacked up the back of this dude's car,
yeah.
By the way.
Like, oh, yeah.
Jacked it up pretty good. So, I don't do anything. She drives off. She goes to the left. She gets away, but I'm assuming maybe she left a note. So, I keep looking for a spot, okay? Final time I come back around the loop. This is like a scene out of a movie. I'm not doing a bit. It's not even 2 minutes later. The guy is back at his car taking a picture of the back of his car. So he's now back out. It's a dude, his wife, and this little baby in a stroller. And he looks furious. It's like a hidden camera show, though.
Yeah.
What are the chances that this all happened so quickly in three loops around the parking lot? He comes right back. She just drove away. I saw the whole thing. So this guy's now bent over taking a picture. And of course, can't help myself. Too nosy, too curious. I put my window down and I pull up and I go, hey, neighbor. I didn't say that, but I might as well.
You Ned Flanders.
Neighbor, how you doing? I said, did she leave you a note? He's like, what? I'm like, did the person that did that leave you a note? He's like, no, did you see it? I'm like, I saw the whole thing. He's like, you're kidding. When was it? I'm like, about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, not even a minute ago,
like,
dude.
You're serious? Like, yeah. What was she driving? I'm like, white van. I knew what it was, but I didn't know the license plate. I'm sure they'll get right on that, by the way.
Yeah, hop right on it.
And he's like, oh, he's like dying. He's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, how bad is it? And I like pull up and look. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Right? And so he just got pummeled. I'm like, she didn't leave anything? And he goes, nah, dude, this is it, man. It's just, I'm screwed. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, man. And I could tell, like, he was like, oh, don't worry about it, you know, whatever. But like, his day was ruined. And I told him, I said, if it makes you feel any better, and this was a dumb thing to say, by the way, because of course it didn't. I said, she was the stupidest person I've ever seen in my life.
Does that help you?
And he's like, what? What? And I said, I watched the whole thing. I've never seen a worse driver, and I've never seen anyone do anything dumber. She just kept going back and forth, rubbing the back of your car over and over again. And he's like, oh. He's like, bro. Like, did not make him feel any better, right? But that's where now I ask you guys, what should I have done? Did I do anything wrong? I was already super nosy. I was already a detective. I fancy myself a bit of a detective. I think I did a great job, except I let the perp get away.
Right. You had him dead to rights.
But what am I, and I'm not even doing a bit, like, how weird would it have been if I followed her
incredibly.
And confronted her?
Incredibly.
Is that the expectation? Should I have done that? Do you just, also, I did not know that she didn't leave a note. And I do mean this. If I knew she hadn't left the note, I think I would have followed her and at least gotten her license plate. Seen if I could have pulled up next to her before she left. Because the parking lot there at Potomac Mills, I mean, you're talking about a bigger footprint than the new Commander Stadium at RFK that's not ever going to happen, right? I mean, it's just gigantic.
Yeah.
So there's four or five different little flashpoints along the way where I could have pulled up and been like, excuse me, and beeped, and she would have known because we made the eye contact. We already looked at each other, and I'd have been like, you're not leaving, are you? Are you really leaving?
Are you going to leave?
It's kind of messed up. But even that is like so cringeworthy. Like, if you rubbed someone's car and drove off, which you shouldn't do.
Right.
But then someone confronted you about it who has nothing to do about it? How much would you hate that person?
The most possible. So there's an incident years ago, and I'll let you ask your question, where two moms that I know and like had dealings with because they were moms at my kid's school, they didn't know each other yet, but they got to know each other this way. Pouring rain, same thing, two kids in the car with my friend, right? She's my good buddy's wife. And she scrapes a car trying to get through this narrow roadway, is like going back to her car to get a pen and paper in the pouring rain. And this nosy woman comes up and is like, excuse me, are you going to leave a note? The return of phrase from my friend, and I quote, mind your bleeping business, you bitch. And that's how they started their relationship.
It's a good relationship.
Yeah. And so, like, well, she was doing the note. It's a risk-reward. It's like, if you think you catch him in the act, that's fine. But if she's actually on her way to write the note, which is what she was doing, then you're the worst person alive.
I agree. And she could have already left a note.
Right. That's my point is you couldn't know.
I can't help but think I let my guy down with a baby in the stroller. And he was just like looking up into the sky like, why me? And I could have helped him.
Yep.
He wouldn't be paying for the fix. She'd be paying for the fix. And also, I just hate when people get over on people. Like, we have a contract that we sign with society that says, in that instance, you do the right thing. And she didn't. And I wish I would have gotten her. It was my chance
she gets away with it.
To be Detective Paulson, and I let the perp slip. What should I have done? Did I botch it? That is the question. I want to hear from you guys next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Would anybody have gone further than I did? What would you have done? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, Danny, I see this terrible driver rub the car next to it in a parking lot. We make eye contact. She knows that I know that she did it. I circle back around. She's leaving. I got to either chase her or not. I got the kids in the car. I elect not to do it. I am regretting my decision. I think I let my guy down, who I subsequently met after, whose car got ruined. So my question to you is, what would you have done?
You know the guy behind you that honked?
Yes.
That. Go away. Not your responsibility. You got two kids, you got a mission. You're there not to inspect the parking lot. You're there not to check on how people are parking or not parking. You couldn't help yourself. You had to wait to see how it unfolded. No, you didn't. You could have gone to find a parking spot. That was your mistake. You owe nobody anything. It's part of the social contract. You're not a detective. You're not a private investigator hired to follow. You're not there to follow this dumb woman who wasn't able to drive effectively. You couldn't take your eyes away. That was your problem.
Detective Paulson presiding. Alex in Arlington, what's up?
I agree with that take. You didn't do anything wrong, but darn, you could have done something real right. Imagine, you pull back up. Did she leave a note? He's blown. No, she didn't leave a note. And you text him a picture of her license plate scraping up the side of his car. He would have been winning off the field big time.
That was, yes.
Would have been such a hero move.
That's my big regret, is that I didn't write down her license plate. I just assumed, and I need to not do this with people anymore, that she was going to do the right thing. Because it's only my time to be nosy and help my guy out if she's going to screw him over. And I just didn't think she was going to. Especially when you know there's a witness. That's pretty damn brazen. We made eye contact, her and I. She knows that I know what she did. I know what you did last summer kind of thing.
By the way, they're making a new one.
I know. I've seen the trailer. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jonathan in Warrington. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Good.
Good. Hey, all in all, man, I think you did the right thing. I know, like, when you pulled up and you saw your boy and how he was feeling, it kind of broke the bro code. But I think, you know, you never know what kind of day that idiot driver was having. And you've got two kids in the back and car seats. And if they see you taking a picture of their tag or pull up next to them, you never know what's going to happen. So I think at the end of it all, like, I think you did the right thing, dude.
That is a really good point.
Yeah.
Like, this was, I don't want to get into the specifics of the person that was driving. My eye contact with this lady left me very little concern or fear for my safety, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But I don't know if she's... I don't know if she's got a pistol in the shotgun.
You don't know, man.
Like, if it was a big, burly... Like, if it was a dude that looked like me with a resting mean face, maybe I would have felt a little more nervous. I did not have that feeling. But I will say, just generally speaking, in the world today, I said this when we talked a couple weeks ago about... Hey, bud guy, mm-hmm. You know, who wanted the guy to turn his phone down at the bar. I don't really confront people for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
When I got cut in line at Capital One Arena and the guy in front of me is like screaming at these dudes and they turn around like they want to fight the guy. People are just awful. I'm a grown up. I don't want to get into a fist fight. That doesn't make you more of a man than me. You know, it just makes me a grown up and an adult and you something else if you're trying to fight me. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to get stabbed.
I'm just so not into being shot or stabbed.
Like, the best thing in the world is to go home at the end of the night to my kids without being shot or stabbed. Like, that's my goal every single day.
Yeah.
And these people are insane. Watch three videos of a flight today.
Yeah, person's fine. People stink.
People put their seat back in front of you. Am I going to confront them? No, they're a jerk. If I say something, now I'm on a three-hour flight with this guy who's yelling at me and telling me he sees ghosts in the back. I just leave me alone. Joe in D.C. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
How things going?
Good.
You didn't do anything wrong, but in the end, you had a chance to do something real right. I run across these situations all the time. All I do is just pull out my phone, take a picture, and keep moving.
Oh, so, okay. But let me ask you, if the wrong person sees you taking a picture, aren't you now putting yourself and your kids in some danger of a real awkward situation?
These days, you're in danger just because you stopped and looked. I can't believe you stopped and looked for that long.
That's my point.
That's
Grant's front row. Get out of there, dude.
That's a great point, actually. Yeah, I guess if it's the wrong person that's going to be annoyed by my photo, they're probably also annoyed that I'm just watching them scrape this car up and making eye contact.
Yeah, with big eyes, like, because you can't believe what they're doing.
I wonder, though, and I don't know the answer, if it was a scary-looking man, and we made eye contact. Do I just drive off and never think about it?
I'm sorry. I thought this was available.
I was just looking to see if you were parking, sir. Calvin in Stafford, you're on G&D.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, fellas? Love the show. Pretty much what everybody else been saying. You didn't do anything wrong. The last thing you want to do is approach the person. Because like the other gentleman said, you don't know if they have a gun. You don't know what type of day they had. But if you feel... like, I need to do something. Like, that's just your heart is saying, I can't let this slide. Since you were there watching the whole thing, take a picture. And then if you don't want to wait for the person to come out, create your own note. Hey, I witnessed this.
Right.
That way you can see you can see for yourself if it's a note on the windshield. You're like, nope, there isn't.
So hey, that man, actually is really smart.
Took a picture.
Because I thought about it, Calvin. I was like, there's no chance I'm ever going to actually see this. I'm going into the movie. I'm not going to bump into this guy or whoever drives this car that got damaged. I ended up doing it anyway, which is luck of the draw. But he's right. I could have actually just written down the license plate. I saw this person bump your car. This was their license plate. Hope that helps. That would have been a good head start to, even though I'm the real investigator.
Right.
The secondary investigators.
The actual victim. The actual person involved in it. They could have done something about it.
Well, they definitely could have. But I could have, too. Let's go to Sean in Richmond. As an investigator.
As an investigator.
Yeah. What's up, Sean?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
What's up, dude?
I do think if you had followed the car, that would have been a mistake. I think that's inserting yourself into the situation
I think the general point, you're sitting there, you're watching, you pull your phone, you take a video, you take a picture. If the driver leaves a note, you delete it, never think about it again, and go enjoy your movie. But if she drives off like she did, you walk up to the car, you leave your number and say, I saw the incident, give me a call.
Love that.
Mm.
It's actually very good.
But again, now you're involved. Like, all I'm trying to do is go to a movie with my kids, and now I've got do I have a court appearance coming up now because of that?
It's possible.
You know what I mean? Like, I was in the car years ago when my buddy...
Do I have to sit on a stand and, the lady sitting there, well, she backed up, she went forward, she backed up, she went... You ever seen Austin Powers, Your Honor, when he did the 18 turns?
Yeah.
That was this dummy in a parking spot.
Right.
Except he's just rubbing an SUV the whole time.
What's it? You gotta tell Zeke I gotta miss the show because I have to go to court to, testify against this idiot lady?
I'm a little bit surprised, but I like the fact, I guess, nobody thinks I should have followed this person. Like, not one person is saying, yeah, go see this thing through, Grant. Lou is in D.C. What's up, Lou?
Hey, man, I think you really dropped the ball. You had an opportunity to be a good person, and you weren't. Sorry to say it, but you should have taken a picture. You should have put a note on there. And you know what? If you had to miss a day of work to be a good person and do the right thing, so be it. But, doing the right thing.
By not doing anything, I was a bad person. Or are you going Davey Martinez here and saying, you're not suggesting I was a bad person, just that I wasn't a good person?
That is correct. I don't think you're a bad person, but I do think you had an opportunity to be a good person, and you chose not to.
Damn, that's going to sting.
That's harsh from Lou.
That's going to sting.
Because I guess the point is, now, there's fog of war here for a second. Well, this is all happening in real time. Like, you having every step down and ready. Like, I'll make sure my phone is at the ready to take the picture.
Totally
and,
true.
And it's not as if you're anticipating these things.
Kids screaming in the back to go into the theater. But there are excuses. I had an opportunity to solve a crime. And instead, my guy's out probably a couple $1,000. I got to live with that.
Yeah.
That's not good. And I actually agree with the last caller. I've been beating myself up about
it. So do you think
the
guy that was behind you that honked and went around you, should he feel as guilty?
Well, no. He's 97% of people suck. He's one of those people. I had a chance to be in the 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose to be one of the 97%. I got messed with by a bunch of dudes on the Metro once. And I was on first date. Great time for it. And we're going to a game or doing whatever we were doing. I don't even know if you would consider it a date. It was two of us, just around high school age, going to RFK Stadium for a Nats game from King George on the Green Line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get messed with, and I just remember the entire Metro car is full with people, and I'm getting harassed and accosted, and without going into all the details, it sucked. And everyone just watched, including a security guard that was sitting there. Not one person did anything. Not one. That's normal. You know, most people just don't want to have the court date, or they just don't. And it's like, if everyone does that, we live in a bad place. If everyone writes down the license plate, we probably live in a better place. But you do occasionally get shot, or messed with. And that's, people suck. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But I think the last caller's right.
He's not.
I think I screwed up.
Did not screw up. You didn't. You didn't go above and beyond.
Tell that to the guy whose SUV's in the shop.
I will. I'll say park in a parking lot at your own risk. Sucks. Sorry. We're all, every time, man. You know, there's something could happen.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Top of the hour. I want to get into the piece in the Post today from Sam Fortier about the Commanders being lucky last year.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.